Episode 80, concluding. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to the final podcast episode that I'm ever going to make. And to keep with the tradition of the podcast, I am going to have no edits on this episode, and by no edits I mean I'm not going to edit out anything that I say, and that's not really a tradition of all the episodes, but it's the original tradition from the first episode, so any mess-ups that I have are all going to be in the video, just for your guys' enjoyment. But I did want to have those transitions that Wimp made for me with the music one last time, so I'm going to have all of his music in here throughout transitions, so... Alright, so I hope you enjoyed that. So I'm going to keep this episode as short as possible because I don't know exactly how much I can say about everything, but I did write down a few things. So first of all, I want to tell you guys why this is the last podcast episode, because some of you don't know. Basically, this year I am taking a gap year and I'll be joining this program called AmeriCorps. And some people have wondered how that's spelled, and it's AmeriCorps. So now you know. And during this program, I will actually be going to the South, and I'll be moving around to different states during the year, and I'll be helping with disaster relief and preparation. And I'm not exactly sure what I'll be doing for the team, because we're like broken up into teams yet, but it'll probably be something pretty cool. So yeah, I'm not going to be able to have time to record videos because there will probably most of the time be people in the room that I'm in. And we have this thing called Spike, and we can only bring limited stuff with us. So during AmeriCorps, we have like 5 weeks of training, and then we have our first Spike, and that's like the first place that we go for like a month or two. And I probably won't be able to bring my camera with me, and the main reason that I can't make videos is because I can't bring my mom's iPad with me. And I was going to get an iPad mini, but I decided not to, or at least my mom did. So yeah, that's basically why I can't make videos. And I told some of you that I will be back for winter break, and that'll be like a 10-day break. And during that time, I will hopefully be making a few videos. And before then, I'll hopefully have, like, vlogs. I'll try to upload as many vlogs as I can. Maybe once a month, we'll see. And then after that, next summer, I will be recording videos once again. So, summer is only about 2 or 3 months long, and I don't think I can fit an entire season into that. So, that's basically why season 4 is the last season. I mean, I was planning to have a season 5, because I was planning to go to college this year, but I'm actually going next year, and maybe I could start the podcast up again at that time, but I'm not exactly sure yet, so for now, I'm just going to say this is the last podcast episode. Now I wanted to take this time to talk about seasons 1 through 4, and I know I've done this before, but I just want to do it one last time. Alright, I have like phlegm in my nose, it's really freaking annoying. Anyways, Season 1. Wow, I honestly had no idea what I was doing back then. Basically, I started my YouTube channel because I wanted to make a podcast. And I wanted to make a podcast because the Order and Chaos podcast, Massively Portable, inspired me. And if you guys haven't seen that, check it out. Brian does a great job with those, and I don't think he's making episodes anymore. But while he was making them, he had some intriguing discussions, and that's what truly inspired me. So, big shout out to Brian. And, you know, I watched Massively Portable, and I was like, hey, I could probably do this myself. So, I made that first episode, and if you guys want to go back and watch that, you will be bored to death. Like, I had no emotion in my voice because, like, I don't know. I was just, I don't even know. It was just terrible. And I didn't realize that I had no emotion in my voice until, like, months later. I was like, what the hell? So, I realized that you have to have emotion when you're making a podcast. And the first episode, I had no idea. Eventually I got guest stars the first season. I think I got guest stars on episode 4 at first, and we did a fail ETL run. And that was with Capcrunch and Moonlight. And Moonlight used to be my guild master of the guild Insanity, and he was an admin in my guild Last Stand. So I started YouTube because I didn't know where else to upload podcasts, and there were certain places, but they had like limited space. And eventually I did settle on Podomatic.com, and actually my podcast episodes are uploaded straight from Podomatic to iTunes. So if you look on iTunes, if you look up 2x4 Hardcore, you will find some episodes. But again, that's limited space, so only the most recent 15 episodes are on there. I've had to delete like the other 65, so you'll be able to see that. But I mean, you guys have seen the episodes on YouTube, and I think that's actually a better experience. And once I realized that it was a better experience, I started adding gameplay. And that was a way for me to individually do my podcast without guest stars, because season one was really lacking guest stars. I didn't have that many. I mean, I had Will, Capcrunch, Moonlight, I don't even know who else. I think that was probably it. Oh yeah, I had Abevious. I remember that guy. He's funny. He's probably high when we recorded that. So yeah, season one was kind of fail, but you know, I began with gameplays in that season, and that was where it all kicked off. And since then, it has definitely improved, but that was just like a test run. And then season two, I think, was the greatest improvement for me. At that point, I only had like 50 subs or something. And then with season two kicking off and me starting to release more gameplay into the podcast episodes, a lot more people started to come to my channel, and it was really awesome. That was when things really kicked off. But honestly, like when it really, really, really kicked off was season three, especially with my Quest for Lava Crystallized Hammer series. But let's go back to season two. So season two, I started putting emotion into my voice. I was proud of myself. And I started to get a wider variety of guest stars, but mainly season two was a big evolution for me as a YouTuber, because, you know, I just had more structure to the video, and I had an intro, an outro, I had all that kind of stuff. But at that point, I didn't have individual videos yet besides podcast episodes. So I don't really remember how many guest stars I had in season two. I think I didn't have that many. I remember that was when I finally started partnering with Beanades Gamer, and he was on like the first episode of season two, and him and Steven were on some of the episodes as well. And that was the first season that I met Wimp, and we started a glorious relationship to make awesome videos. And by relationship, I don't mean a gay relationship for you guys out there who are homophobes. All right, so yeah, we made some pretty awesome videos. Wimp was probably the funniest guy that was on my channel. No offense to a bunch of people on my channel, but honestly, Wimp, I mean, he made songs for me. Roses Pro, guys. I mean, that episode was probably one of my favorite of all time, episode 37, because that was just unprecedented on my channel. He made a song and we roasted people. It was just awesome. And so many people checked out that video, and I got a lot of support from that, so I really enjoy making that video. Also, season two, I had Mass Effect. I had a lot of Mass Effect, and I proved that I could play other games besides Order and Chaos, because at that point, it was mostly Order and Chaos stuff, and of course, since then, it's been all Order and Chaos, basically. But that was when I finally did gameplays besides Order and Chaos, because there are other iOS games out there. So, you know, I started as an iOS gaming channel, and I developed into a hardcore Order and Chaos gameplay and discussion channel. But that was basically the best time that I had with other iOS games, with Mass Effect. And also Galaxy on Fire 2, I only showed like 3 gameplays of that on Season 2, but yeah. And that one day on episode 39, when I lost power in my house, like the entire city that I was in lost power. So I had to make an entire episode with offline games, and that was really interesting for me. I never had an experience like that before where I couldn't play online, so that was really cool. I mean, I guess like if you go outside and there's no Wi-Fi and you play a game, then yeah, you have to play offline, but I was forced to play offline, and it was actually a really cool experience for me. So, yeah, that was season two. I can't really think of what else to say there. I didn't have that many guest stars in that season, but I think I had... No. Season one, I had the first logo contest. And I'll just take the time to talk about logo contests. Those were probably the most interactive thing that I've had with the community. Besides Lava Crystallized Hammer series, I mean, that was pretty interactive with the community, especially the last episode. Logo contests were a really cool experience for me. I bought probably 3 or 4 iTunes cards for all of those contests, and I really liked the Season 2 logo. I think that was by Jason, but he did a really great job with it. That was probably one of my favorites. And it didn't really embody the whole iOS theme, but it embodied the Order and Chaos theme, which I thought was pretty cool. And then Season 3, I don't remember who did that one. I think it was Will Sedatives. He was on the previous episode before this one. And he did a really great job with it, and he basically made that one embody the entire theme of iOS gaming, and that was really cool. So I love that logo. And Season 4, of course, we made the logo a lot simpler, and I really like that one as well. So let's move on to Season 3. Season 3, a lot of gameplay. And Season 3 was the first time that I actually had, like, a certain amount of time that I had to have on each episode, and that was 30 minutes for each episode, or less than 30 minutes, or else it was going to be in two parts. And up to episode 58, I only had one two-part episode, and I got really lazy, but by that time, I made like two more episodes like that. So season three was really good. I had a lot of gameplay, and I expected to get a lot of guest stars that season, but it didn't really turn out that way. For whatever reason, I even had a guest star sign-up sheet. I don't know if you remember that, but that was pretty funny. I got like 7 people to sign up, and only used like 5 of them. So, yeah, it wasn't as good as I planned it to be, and I thought it would be more iOS gaming. But by the end of it, of course, it ended up being basically Order and Chaos oriented. And you know, that's how I started off my channel. Basically, I started off my channel with Order and Chaos. Like, the first episode, I talked about Aerostar's Temple, basically the entire time. And so, I don't really have a problem with my channel becoming Order and Chaos. And I don't think you guys do either. I think you guys know who I am. And I did kind of dabble into, like, Minecraft videos, but they didn't really go far. I only made, like, 4 of them. So I was going to do something with that, but, you know, I decided that I'm just going to be who I am. And who I am is a Order and Chaos player. I guess. Not really, though. Okay, so what else from Season 3? I don't know. I had new guest stars, made some gameplays. Lily, that was awesome. I loved Lily. It was so funny. And that season, I think I finally became a really funny guy. Just saying. Oh, and also, that was when I started making individual videos, and I realized that I can just take freaking videos from my camera and upload them on my computer. Crazy, right? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Okay, so now it's time for another transition before I talk about season 4, because I just want to have another transition, so I'll see you guys in 5 seconds. Alright, so I hope you enjoyed that transition. And now it's time to talk about season 4, which I think was the best podcast season. And the reason for that is I had about 12 different guest stars in season 4. And I say 12 because I did have repeats of some guest stars. And this was the first time since episode 4 that I had more than one... Oh wait, nope, that's a lie. Okay, episode 36 with Ben and Steven. This is the first time since then that I had more than one guest star. And that was on episode 64 with Farron Arc. And also on episode 73, which I'm sure you guys all enjoyed, 2 Girls, 1 Podcast. And this was a great season for me because I finally decided that I would keep the gameplay and the audio podcast separate. And I think that really improved the whole podcast thing. And I realized that you guys didn't want to just hear me talking all the time, so I only had about 3 episodes on the entire season where it's just me talking, and that includes this episode. So I was really proud of this season, and I had so many guest stars, and we had really great discussions. And although most of it, except for maybe one or two episodes, is focused on Ordering Chaos, I think it was a really great success. And, you know, Ordering Chaos is a really interesting game, and there's a lot of discussion for it, so I was happy to have all of those discussions. And I would have liked to have more tea times with David and Wimp, but, you know, Wimp never really wanted to. I mean, that's the truth. Like, I had to really beg him to do episode 72, and I tried to do another tea time with him for episode 77, but he didn't want to. So, yeah. I mean, I really don't want to do an episode when not everyone who's doing it wants to do it. I mean, it just wouldn't be as good. But, you know, with Wimp, we had really great times, and, you know, we made some really funny videos, so I don't think there really needed to be a last episode. So, yeah, season 4, I think it was a great success. And you guys can tell me below, like, what you think was the greatest episode. That's not the question of the week, though. Actually, it is. Greatest episode. Okay, I'll talk about the question of the week in a second, but what you think was the greatest season. And honestly, I think it was season 4. Some people say it was kind of boring because they weren't actually watching anything. They were just listening. And that was kind of the point. I mean, that was the whole point of this podcast in the first place, to listen to it while you're doing something else, such as playing Ordering Chaos. And when I used to listen to Master Duply Portable, I used to play Ordering Chaos at the same time, like Vega Square, while listening to it. It was really fun. I don't know why. It's just fun. But, you know, YouTube is the best way to get exposure for a podcast, so that's basically why I brought it to YouTube. And, of course, with YouTube, you have to bring gameplay as well, so that's why I brought the gameplay. And, you know, this episode isn't really talking about the gameplays I made, but I might as well just take this time and talk about all the gameplays, or not all of them, but just, like, the series that I made, a few of them. And I started with that YOLO video, and that wasn't the first solo gameplay video I had. I think the first one was actually my bonus episode for Salem the Lower City, and I actually only had 2 bonus episodes, and I forgot to do them, but the whole point was to have something in between seasons with gameplay. And since then, you know, I have done that with my regular series. So I didn't really need to make any more bonus episodes. But anyways, I started with that YOLO video where I just jumped off a cliff. And a lot of people liked that video, I think. So it inspired me to, you know, make some more series and to make them funny. And not just dungeon runs, but other stuff as well. So that's how I made the quest for Lava Crystallized Hammer. I thought it was a really good idea, where I show you guys me achieving something, and show that hard work in this game does pay off, and you don't really have to pay that much money. You just work hard, and you get the materials you need, and you put in the work, and you can get stuff. So that series wasn't really for me. It was for you guys, to show you that anyone can be a pro, so-called pro, and it's just with hard work. And that goes for real life as well. Like, if you want to be a professional, you just have to work hard, study hard, and do your best, and I think you can do it. So yeah, that's my real life advice to you. So yeah, Lava Crystallized Hammer really brought a lot of people to my channel. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the podcast didn't bring that many people as much as that original series did, and I had 25 episodes, and the last episode was just crazy. I'm so happy about that episode. I watch it time to time, see how many people showed up, and it's really cool to know that I have that many fans in the game. And yeah, so that's basically all I have to say about that. And then I started this year, in 2013, I started the series that you guys have become familiar with, Elf This, Life of Mendel, Area of Effect, Arena Style. Actually, I started Arena Style in 2012. Other Monk, and The Worst Warrior. And those were the series that I continued, and I didn't really come up with that many other series I can make, so, you know, if I come back to YouTube next year, which I hopefully am, then I will be coming up with new series as well that you guys can hopefully enjoy. So, yeah, that's basically all I have to say about the series. I'm really happy about them, and it got me making daily videos, and then those videos became less and less because I wanted to do it every 2 days, because I wanted to do other stuff as well. But I think it really kept me active on YouTube, and it got me a lot of people to subscribe and watch, and I think it made a lot of my true fans really happy. So just to conclude, now I'm close to 1,200 subs and 300,000 views, and I just cannot thank you guys enough. It has just been a great adventure for me, And although this isn't the last time that I'm on YouTube, hopefully, it's the biggest break that I'm going to have. And I just wanted to take this time to thank you guys so much for all your support. And if you want to unsubscribe, that's fine. But, you know, I will be back. So you should stay subscribed if you want to. I mean, it's just one subscription. It's not going to hurt you to stay subscribed. And hopefully I'll be making vlogs and stuff still. So I'll still be active. And I'll still be playing Order and Chaos as much as I can. But it won't be as much as before because I'll be doing other stuff, obviously. So, yeah, it's been a great journey. And that's basically all I have to say. I really don't want to drag on too much. So, yeah, these last four seasons have been excellent, except the first one, of course. But, yeah. So, that's it. And now I'm going to go into transition to go to the question of the week. Alright, so it's bittersweet that was the final transition, but now it's time for the question of the week. So, the final question of the week ever is, what was your favorite episode of all time? And if you have to watch every single episode, if you have to stay up for 2 days and watch every single episode, feel free to. But just tell me what you think the best episode ever was, and please do not say this episode, because this is definitely not the best episode ever. But yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, it's hard to end the final podcast episode, but I mean, that's what's going to have to happen. So over the next week, I will be having the final episodes of each of the series, except Other Monk and The Worst Warrior, which were last month. So yeah, I'll be having the final episodes before I leave, and then I'll hopefully be having a final vlog for this month. And in September, I'll hopefully be having another vlog as well. Can I stop saying hopefully? God damn it. Alright, so that's it for this final episode. Thank you guys for sticking with me through all these podcast episodes, and I will see you guys in the final series. So, see you guys.